Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Mark Zeno is in for Mike today. We're going to let you hear what Ra had to say about Jonathan Taylor and what their head coach, Shane Steichen, is talking about with Sauce Gardner. Look, that is part of this storyline Sunday morning. And Sauce is eagerly awaiting the opportunity to showcase his skills for a team that has playoff aspirations. He just left obviously the worst situation you could be in. Jets weren't going anywhere. To a team that is 7-2 and right now chasing the Broncos for the best overall record in the AFC. So what is Sauce's role going to be specifically when you talk about Drake London? Because that's the question I think, Mark, you asked Coach about this when we were up there on Wednesday. And he was like, look, I don't know if they're going to have him follow Drake all around the field.
I would.
Me too. But he's a two-time All-Pro corner.
Is that good?
It is, but you know what? I thought B-Max said something that was very interesting earlier in the show. He said he was really good his rookie year and then the second year, and since then, he's not necessarily been as good.
The bloom is coming off the rose a little bit.
A little bit.
However, I'll give him a pass because the whole entire organization is falling apart. You can't expect him to pick it all up.
Has he lost a little bit of the desire? Because when you're in a losing situation like that,
it's hard to get yourself up every game,
man. I mean,
I know you're a pro, but I get it to a certain extent.
Trade deadline happened. He flew to Indy that night. And the reason why I'm focusing a little bit on this is because everybody's talking about this and the other thing that I've been talking about this week, which is you got to stop Jonathan Taylor. And when I say stop him, look, they're going to go to him. But he can't have 150 yards against us, guys. He can't have 20 carries and 120 yards and two touchdowns against us. We've got to limit his per carry average, and we've got to wrap him up. And it's something Zeno talked about as well. Let me hear Ra talk about Jonathan Taylor and what he had to say about him.
He is a monster. Jonathan's been like that since he's come out. He's I hate to say deceptively fast. You just say that just because he's big. But he is extremely fast. You know, he gets to the edge. He can make it happen. He's got all the gas. You got to tackle him in population. You got to bring a lot of people to tackle this man. And he's one of the better running backs in our football game, if not one of the best, arguably. He's a big challenge, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Again, I repeat, 12 touchdowns. 12. That is more than J.K. Dobbins or Rico Dotto or Javonte Williams or even Derrick Henry. Names that you know, brands you know. It's more than our Bijan. It's more than Kyron Williams, who's having a really good year again with the Rams. It is more than the guy that everybody says is the best running back in the league, and that's Christian McCaffrey. 12. This dude gets in the end zone, and he's averaging about 6 yards a pop, Zeno, going into this game on Sunday.
Yeah. Steelers found a way to bottle him up last week. Got to do the same thing.
Got to
do the tape.
Got to do it.
Figure it out. I mean, it's not that simple. I don't want to make it seem that simple. I know fans sometimes think it is. Just do what the Steelers did. That should work. Yeah. I mean, then everybody would do that same thing. So they're it's not that simple, but they have to figure out a way to try to make Daniel Jones be the guy that beats them, because I think that's your best shot. If they can run the ball effectively, it's going to be a long day. A long morning for us.
Who's injured on the Colts we were just talking about in the break?
DeForest Buckner, their defensive end. That's a huge loss for them. That talk about impact players. Michael Penix's life just got a lot easier with that dude not in the fold. Now, we have some issues on the offensive line. Maybe that negates it, right? Maybe that
evens it out.
Evens it out a little bit, that they're not playing their A game and we're not playing our A game, and let's hope it cancels each other out, because that's the best gift you can ask for if you're missing an offensive lineman, is their best defensive lineman is to not be in the game. He's on IR, so it's a huge loss for the Colts.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our Falcon Report, guys. Let me hear Rod talk about Sauce Gardner, because, again, here's the other part of this. And let me ask you. You're throwing at him, right? He's not Deion. You're not taking a half of the field away. You are throwing at Sauce, even if he is defending Drake London on Sunday, right? Here's Raw.
Sauce is a G, right? Don't throw at the really good football player too much, right? And find ways to beat him. But, you know, like that's a great job by those guys going to sign him. Sauce is a really good football player. We got a lot of familiarity in his building with him. You know, obviously, Brake and I were able to call him, congratulate him yesterday. He's excited. He hadn't gotten there yet, so hopefully he'll figure out and doesn't have a passport.
Oh, yeah, he's got a passport. Here's the interesting part, right? This is where, to me, if you want to have an angst and an axe to grind with Zach Robinson, this is where it's viable. Because you have to do one of two things. Find a way to get Drake open. Not that he needs all that much help, but you get the point.
Yeah.
Or
scheme him open.
Just force feed him the damn ball and say, you know, and keep going at him to a certain extent until it no longer works and you have to pivot. But to allow Sauce Gardner to eliminate Drake from the offense is a net fail schematically for your team. 7-5 have to touch the ball on a routine basis. That's a given for the Falcons. The point of having them both is to make the defense pick their poison. Okay, you want to double up on five? Good. Here comes Bijan out of the backfield. Here comes Bijan on a screen. I mean, if you're going to lose Drake, it better be at the benefit to Bijan. And if Bijan isn't cooking, then you better find a way to put the ball in five's hands. That's what the offensive coordinator's job is.
Are we talking about this on Monday? Is this one of the reasons why, if we do come up short, is this something we're discussing on Monday? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to pull my hair out. To what you just said, you're exactly right.
It happens.
Every now and then, Zeno, you're exactly right.
Yeah, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
And this is something that, look, we're going to go into this game, and I said this to you guys when we started the show today. I don't know where you're at. This is a must win. This to me, is the one that if you want us to lose all confidence, and we will, this will be four in a row, and it depends. I will say this. Look, if we lose by a field goal on the last kick of the game and it could have gone either way, maybe I feel better, but I still think it'll suck. But if we get outplayed, we don't perform.
You get outclassed, yeah.
We get outclassed, then you've lost all confidence.
It shouldn't look like the Dolphins or the Panthers game. It should look like the Patriots game if you're going to lose.
Even the sun shines on a dog's ass some days.
Every now and then.
Anybody can win a lotto. But here's the other thing, too, in big picture. And old Art is going to be watching this. If you get beat, who's showing up next Sunday for the Panthers game? You have a very light crowd at the Benz, because at that point, fans are justified in saying, see ya, I got better things to do on Sunday.
It's four in a row. I mean, come on.
You're 3-6.
This is why this is a must win for me. 404-726-0929. We'll open up the phone lines today. We'll grab a few phone calls. Is it for you? Are you still in this, I'm past that. Like, and I don't want to hear any excuses. Look, they played really good last week. Good enough to potentially have won that game. They didn't, but that's the effort that I expect on Sunday. And I just, Zeno's right, I just don't want to get outclassed, man. I don't want to get embarrassed. The worst thing, you guys know this, is waking up early, turning that game on, and by 11:30 you're like,
I quit.
Is that my Sunday going to start? I mean, seriously, there's nothing that just starts the Sunday off wrong, especially with these overseas games. Let me hear Shane Steichen. This is the head coach of the Colts talking about Sauce Gardner and the fact that when they went out and got him, this is what they thought about.
I think when you're sticky on the back end with the coverage guys that we got and adding him to the fold, obviously, you know, that makes the quarterback probably hang on to the ball a little more, which helps the pass rush. And it goes hand in hand. Same thing, pass rush helps the coverage on the back end. So anytime you add an elite player like that to the back end, it's going to help everybody.
It is. And this is why Michael Penix, get rid of the football. let's not hold on to this thing and put yourself in harm's way and take sacks, or just for that matter, be throwing it away and again, wasting downs.
Again, that's scheme. That's how you get around that.
It sounds like you're putting a lot of this on the offensive coordinator.
I mean, this is the offensive coordinator's job. Figure out what they do well.
Sounds like you want to fire the offensive coordinator.
No, that's you saying that. I didn't say that. No, ain't nobody getting fired.
What?
Ain't nobody getting fired. Unless they lose 5, 6, 7 in a row. Ain't nobody getting fired.
You said this to Ra.
Oh, my God.
Did you say that to Ra?
I didn't say that to Ra.
You should have said that to Ra.
But
Zeno, look, I, and I shouldn't even speak this into existence because it's possible. Zeno, if we flop around like a dead fish on Sunday morning and this offense is not productive, Zeno, somebody's got to go.
But, okay.
Seriously.
All right. I will just ask you, who is calling plays if you fire Zach Robinson?
I don't care at this point. Hire you.
That's a bad listen, I'd be good at it.
4 in a row. Who cares who's calling plays? This isn't working if we flop around on Sunday. And look, I say this. We're going to score. God, I hope so. But if we don't, you know, if we score 6 points and we get beat, you're going to come in here Monday and tell me that nobody deserves to be fired?
I don't. Of all the game scripts that I talked to you about before, I don't have a 30-6 outcome in favor of the Colts. I don't have that. If that happens,
did you have 30-0?
No, I had the Panthers plus 4.5 in that game, but
I mean, come on,
I didn't have that. That can't happen. That is the one inexcusable, unforgivable.
Cannot
thing.
Happen.
They cannot. It cannot be a repeat of Miami and Carolina. Cannot.
Okay. So if that happens, though, then you agree with me that somebody's got to go.
There may be some decisions being made on a long flight home okay. at that point in time. Fair. I will agree with you there, but I just don't think that is a reality that's going to come to fruition.
Because you can't be scared as an organization as to who's going to call plays. This is not working. Look, the whole IQ, you're thinking, I don't know what happened. Mike and I discussed this at nauseam. Who knows? Was there some kind of disagreement? Was there really an issue? Were guys not running right? I don't know. But at the end of the day, like, this offense is supposed to be built around, you said it, 5, right?
Mm-hmm. And 7.
And 7. And if we can't consistently score with scheming plays to get these guys going, and if we lay an egg, if we wet the bed on Sunday, I'm sorry. I may not show up Monday. I'm just telling you right now. Like that's where I'm at right now. If we score 3 or 6 points or it's 31-9, it's just inexcusable. Let's hope that's not the case. And I don't think it will be. 404-726-0929. One other thing I want you to hear, and that is Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator. Here he was this week talking about Jonathan Taylor.
Every time I've gone against him, he's just giving me nightmares. He's a guy that is so explosive. He's so fast. He has such elite vision. He has contact balance. They can block it for 5, and he can make it 25. So he's complete in every way. Plus, he's a good receiver out of the backfield.
Okay. Gives me nightmares. Well, you better scheme something up, Jeff. 404-726-0929. I want your prediction now. What happens Sunday in this game? Do not wait to call us Monday. I don't want you texting, tweeting, TikToking me, Facebooking me, whatever you're going to do over the weekend and say, I told you so, Dukes. What is your prediction right now? 404-726-0929. Do we stand up like men and respond? Or do we cower in the moment and lose 4 in a row? We're coming back. Your calls are next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's your prediction? How does this game play out? It's Dukes and Bell. Zeno said he's got various game scripts as to how this game might play out. We could win. We could win close. We could lose. We could get blown out. Therefore, it's hard to predict. But I am going to predict that this team shows up and we don't get embarrassed. And it's my worst nightmare. It just is, because that's been part of the problem this year when people call Zeno and they're like, oh, what's going on with the Falcons? What happened last week? How do you answer it? How do you answer that? Because that's been the issue, right? So 404-726-0929. Let's see what Tito and Cumming has to say. Tito, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Paul and Chris, we're going to get to you guys. Tito, hey, man, what's going on?
Brother, how you doing?
We're good, man.
Good. I just believe you got to get rid of the coaches. You got an offense that's phenomenal. They're not using them right. London's a beast. And your running backs are amazing. They're not using the game plan. Get rid of these coaches. You got a great offense. Pretty good defense, too. I'm confused. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Tito and Cumming. I'm about to ask you something, and I think you're biased on this, but...
Uh-oh.
Did Arthur Smith do a better job with the pieces that were here when he was here? Did he do a better job with them? Come on, Art.
He won 7 games with Desmond Bleepin' Ritter. Find me another coach in the league who does that. It might be, you can count on one hand the number of coaches. You can count on JPP's right hand the number of coaches who could do that.
Is that an unfair question?
It's a very fair question.
Because some of these pieces were, he drafted some of these pieces.
He drafted a lot of them, particularly the offensive ones, yeah.
The one thing he didn't have was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And we knew that. They were trying to get to a point where they could either develop one, that wasn't going to happen there with Desmond, or they could go get another guy. But that's the one piece he didn't have. What Tito's talking about is, okay, what would someone else do with these similar pieces?
I mean, you know, you get a fully developed Bijan and a Drake, both of these guys in 3 and 4 years in the league now, and it's...
They're different.
They're different now than they were when they first came in.
Yeah.
And to Art's credit, you know, I mean, he was very careful with Bijan. Like, it could have been easy to give Bijan the rock... You know,
didn't want to kill
250 times. Yeah. He didn't want to kill him.
No, didn't want to kill
him. He knew he would. He planned on having him for 7 or 8 years. He planned on being here for that long. So he brought him along a lot slower than other people would have liked. And that's why we saw that split between him and Algier early on when they first got here. It was pretty even as far as number. He was smart about it. You know, he was very, very smart about it. Nobody will ever give him the credit for it, but that was by design. I mean, now this new staff uses him a lot more and no one's complaining about it. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but. There's still a lot of tread left on the tires because he was taken care of so much in his first 2 years here under Art. And that's a big part of it.
No, it's fair. Let's talk to Paul in North Gwinnett. Paul, how does this game play out on Sunday? Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Well, I hate to say it, it's not going to be good, but, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I want to go in a whole different direction for y'all, and I want to see if y'all can talk about this for a little bit. You know, nobody's ever talked about our special teams coordinator, and I'm glad you said something about our past coach because he was a good player coach too. Kuhn never had any problems under him either. Now, Marquise Williams has been our special teams coordinator for a while, and I just there had to be a disconnect with Kuhn. Kuhn was a solid kicker. All the accolades, when you look up Marquise Williams as a special teams coordinator, all it does is talk about Kuhn's accolades while he kicked for him. So I really don't know what happened and why we lost Kuhn mentally this year. And now here we are. You know, I'm one of those guys that can't believe that we didn't play Penix at all during the preseason. He's only got 10 games. He should have 14. Some kind of playing time. Now we've got a kicker who's not been through a preseason or a ball game, and we're going to Germany. And if we're in a close ball game, now we're in a situation where we've got a guy that could be kicking that we don't know what's going to happen. And that's not good for the confidence of the team. So, you know, if I was the head coach of this ball team, I'd say, hey, this week, guys, we may not even kick a field goal or an extra point. Seriously.
Come on, Paul. What do they think? We're going to go for two every time, Paul? Come on.
I told you guys.
Listen, it could be so detrimental. It could be so detrimental to the heart of the team if he goes out there and misses a field goal or an extra point.
Here's the thing. Raheem has already told us that the kicking game has affected the way he's coaching. Mm-hmm. It has to. You know, if you don't have complete trust when it's a, you know, 52-yarder out there and it's fourth and six, what are you choosing? I mean, it's the lesser of two evils in that spot. But also, I would tell you, knowing that, when you're in third and eight or whatever, or you're in third and six, make sure you get within 2 yards. So you at least give us an option on fourth down, right? A realistic option. Like, you have to be able to give us an option there. Like, that's unfortunately the game that you have to play. By the way, if you guys didn't see this, you know who's kicking for the Giants this weekend?
No, don't even.
Good old Younghoe Koo. Here we go. Let's side bets, guys. Who has more kicking points this week, Zane Gonzalez or Younghoe Koo?
I'm watching you.
That's a good one. And by the way, I'm going to go Zane Gonzalez. He's talking about Zane like Zane hasn't kicked in the NFL. Zane has kicked in the NFL, okay? First of all, understand this. The guy we just let go in Parker Romo, yeah, he blew an extra point, but the kid was hitting 78% of his field goals, okay?
That's not good enough, by the way.
No, it's not. But Koo, I think his numbers were at 73%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The last caller trying to make an insinuation that, you know, Koo was better under – he started going off the rails under R2. The downward trend was there.
2 years.
But I would tell you, wouldn't it be something if Younghoe Koo makes a game-winning field goal this week and Zane misses one?
Well, look, we know this kicking thing is about confidence, okay? And for who was it? Parker Romo to miss that extra point last week in New England. I don't know what happened, but Ra's right. You got to make those kicks.
Yeah.
But Zane Gonzalez is the guy they're going to pin their hopes to and say, hey, we're going overseas, and if we need field goals, you can't coach scared, guys. And that's what I would tell you, Paul. Like, I hear you. But even think about this. Jeez. We go to Carolina, right? We got the ball. We drive down the field. You guys know how that game started? They ran out Parker Romo, and he missed a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And everything went downhill from there. And instead of having 3 points on the board and some momentum and some confidence, it just went downhill. I don't know what's going to happen, but Gonzalez made 80% of his field goals in 69 career games with 4 different teams. So he's got experience. And by the way, I think when the Commanders came here and beat us last year, he was here. He was a part of that team. So – we got to see how this plays out, but you can't coach scared. If these guys either they do the job or they don't, and guess what? If you throw Zane out there and he blows some kicks, kicking competition on Monday again. I mean, this is where we've been living anyway. So I can't do that whole.
It's not the coach's fault.
Go to 2 points and, you know, that we shouldn't kick field goals at all. All right, let's talk.
The coach was put in this position by the GM. It's his job to find the kicker. It's his job to get rid of the kicker.
Goes back to your dominating outing. Conversation that you guys had earlier. Like, it's gotten to the point with the Falcons this season that, dude, just come out here and kick the extra points. We don't even need to put you in field goal position. We need to just dominate in these games. so that we don't even got to worry about whether or not you're going to make a 30-yard field goal. Questioning a 30-yard field goal is a problem in the NFL.
It's terrible.
Hey, yo, Terry.
It's terrible. And Zeno, you know this. You're just saying this because it's 5:30 and you want to get me going. You know I disagree with that notion that the coach doesn't see his special teams practice. I've said this to you. You can't deny that Ra, with his own eyes, has seen these guys kick. You better, as the head coach, because you're going to run his ass out there on Sunday. By the way, let's kick 5 field goals. Let me watch. I got to see what's going on. And even if it's not that, even if it's within the realm of practice, periods 9 through 11, let's go kick. I got to see. And when the coach doesn't pay attention, and this has been my issue with this attention to detail, and you're not seeing what everybody else is seeing, and you go, I think we'll be all right. And this guy's, he's showing you in practice?
I think you're making it more complicated.
It's not.
From a coach's standpoint, it's just put the ball through the damn uprights.
It's not. Because
it's that simple.
Well, you know what it is?
Simple.
But you know what it is for the GM? I got you a kicker. Now you tell me if he's any good, and I'll go get you another one. But it's your job with your eyes and your coaching ability to make the decision. I'm not resolving Ra of, well, it ain't his responsibility because it's not his job to go get the kicker. The GM's job is to go get that guy. It's the coach's job to go, this guy's hot garbage. He can't hit a field goal. Give me another guy in here.
That's fair. Again, but I would tell you that the whole, and I don't know why this regime has struggled with injuries so bad. They've struggled with the reporting of it. They've struggled with the you know, last year with Koo with his leg. Like, man, just sit him down.
You went off on Raw this week. Just say it.
Just say it, man.
With the injuries, you just.
Just say it. Like, just. They treat injury information like, again, you're moving covert troops into a foreign land. Like, man, it ain't that secret.
All right, let me ask you this. Then we got to talk to Chris. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get into some college football as we wrap things up here. Hawks tonight. Chris has got a bridge show, but we've got Hawks and Toronto coming up. Marquise Williams, he mentioned this, and this was Paul's comment. And Paul, thanks for listening, man, as always. He's been our special teams coordinator, what, since 2021?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been here now through two regimes. I think Raheem and those folks knew him and obviously trusted him to retain him. This can't continue.
It's been an organizational failure for 2 years now.
It can't continue.
No.
Marquise Williams' job needs to be on the line as we keep talking about how bad the special teams has been. If we're not executing on offense and you guys want to fire the OC, well, then you better start talking about firing Marquise as well because the special teams has been crap. Am I wrong?
No. It's been ineffective. You can't allow your special teams game to affect the way you coach games. I mean, look, no one's going to be perfect. That's understandable. And misses are going to happen. As much as you guys know, I hate kickers. Like the reality of it is, worst humans on the planet. The reality of it is that, you know, in coaching, understanding that, you know, 85% is really good. That's what you're hoping for. If your guy's in that range between 80 and 85, you live with that and you coach around the misses. That's part of what happens. You know, you coach around incomplete passes to guys who are wide open. You coach around it. Like, that's your job. But when you're at a point systemically where it has been failing for this long and you haven't done anything, and the Giants organization is the same thing. With Graham Gano for the last 2 years and all the mistakes that they've made, like, that is at an organizational level above the head coach. And it needs to get addressed and it needs to get fixed, which is why I told Rod to his face. I told him that. It's not your fault. And of course, he deflected like he's supposed to. Hey, that's not how we work. I get it. I get what you're supposed to say.
You said that
to Ra?
It's not your fault. You said that? You said that?
I did. Okay. I said that.
I just want to double check. Chris and Vinings, I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to give you that opportunity when we come back. You want to chime in? We're talking about Falcons Colts Sunday morning. I want your predictions. Don't wait around. Where you think this is going? What's your concern as we head into another week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's talk some college football, but before we do, I promised him that he'd get a chance to speak his piece. And we want to go back to the phones here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, Mark Zeno, in for Mike today. And Mike actually called in from Berlin to put his picks in. We'll see how the picks go with our picks of the week. But Chris and Vinings, thank you so much for being patient, man. What's on your mind? How do you feel about the Falcons Sunday?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I don't feel confident. I don't think I've ever felt confident as a Falcons fan, which is unfortunate. But I think that part of the problem is Raheem has this, I don't know if I would call it toxic positivity. Like after he has these interviews, you know, we get beat 30-0 and he says, I got all the confidence in the world and my team and my guys and my coordinators. And it seems somewhat delusional. I think, and I want to hear y'all's opinion. If you look at Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or Kirby Smart, they have an equal part of tactical knowledge and expertise, but then they're able to get their players to play their best level. And I just see Raheem on the sidelines sitting there calm. He doesn't have much fire. I feel like we got to find the balance of, you know, holding our players to a higher standard, including our coordinators. But I just don't know that Raheem's the man. I like him, but, you know, at what point does I have all the confidence in Kirk or Koo come to just his evaluation of confidence shouldn't be trusted? And so I don't think we're going to win. I hope that we do. But I don't see the team winning the Super Bowl with him as the head coach.
I mean, Chris, let me ask you a question. What do you want him to say? I mean, what's an acceptable answer after you get smoked 30-0? I mean, yes, you could say we sucked and we weren't good today. But when asked about the confidence that he has in the team and everything, what's he supposed to say?
Well, I don't know why anybody would say, yeah, I've got all the confidence in the world when you got your ass beat 30-0. But I think he's got to have some fire and say, look, nothing that we did was acceptable, and all things are on the table.
I agree.
And I've got to go and hold our team and myself to a higher standard.
What does that mean, all things are on the table?
Earned, it's not just given.
Well, change. I mean, like, he asked you.
Change, yeah.
Yeah, he asked you about what things are on the table. And, Chris, I agree with you on this. Let me say this about I asked Ra this question this week because I said I was losing.
Yes, son, it's a very poignant question.
I was losing my mind when we missed the extra point.
Yep.
And I said, you didn't. And you can go listen to the interview. It's online at Odyssey.com on Wednesday when we were up there. And I said, but you didn't. And I said, is this what we can expect? You're always, and my hand is right here, guys. It's not going up or down. It's just right here. And he said to us, what did he say, Z? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to lose that control when I know there's still time on the clock and we got a chance to win the game. And ironically, we did. He said, you know, I'm thinking about defense. Let's go get a stop. They did. Hey, we got to get the ball back. We did. Okay, offense has a chance to win the game with 3 minutes to play. We didn't. But for me, and maybe for you, Chris, and maybe for so many of you who are listening, we might handle it differently. But Rye is saying, look, if you want me to throw my headset and act all out of control, what he's telling us, or at least what he told us on Wednesday, is, Zeno, we're not going to get that from him. That's not what he's going to do. And he's saying, when you do those things, it sends a message. This is just what his belief is. I'm with Chris. I think there needs to be a balance. Kirby does a great job of this, okay, of we weren't good at this today, and it will be fixed. But, yeah, I feel good about some of the things we did, and I'll tell you what those were. But it's not all roses when you lose or you get your brains beaten out. And then everybody feels like, okay, well, what are we going to change? I'm not sure. I don't know. We're not changing anything. Everything's fine. No, it's not.
All right. So, I mean, let me ask you a question because this is the best example I can come up with, and forgive the nature of my own experience here. But, like, if for all the analogies you make to football and combat, like, when things are going bad, do you just start screaming at everybody and throw a tantrum? And you know, when the bullets are flying and the bombs going off, if you just start kicking your feet, we stink at this. We're getting killed. We're getting run over. Or do you dig in and continue to fight? Like, if your troops see you losing your cool, they will lose their cool.
And that was his message.
Right? There isn't a CEO of a Fortune 500 company when the stock earnings come down that walks into the boardroom and starts flipping the table over and throwing chairs against the wall.
Depends.
I mean, like, it's just it's not the way things are done. It's not the message you want to send as a leader. I mean, if he doesn't believe that they can win, then his players won't believe that they can win. I mean, all this stuff is connected. Like, I get the fans' idea. Like, it's so crazy how media and fans do this. We want the truth, and then when somebody tells you the truth, you don't like the answer, you get more pissed, right? Because there's a contingent of people who would say, if I saw Raheem throw his hat down on the sideline alone with the headset after missing the kick, now, my hatred for kickers would probably agree with him, but I would also tell you that, like, I would be like, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. You just sent a message to everybody that you think the game is over.
Yeah, your kicker sucks.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, but you do that behind, what's the old word? We praise in public and chastise in private, right? We do the same thing with our kids. We always look sideways at the adults who want to chastise their child in public in a forum for everybody. It's not how you do things. It's not the message you want to send. It's not what leadership is. I know people don't like to hear that, but take it from somebody who knows a thing or two about leadership. He's not going to sit there and dump on everything when things are going wrong. I get sometimes the everything is roses message wears thin and no one wants to hear it anymore. I understand that. But in this time, at this particular time where he is, given the state of this team and where things are, throwing a tantrum and being pissed is for stuff behind closed doors. It's for closed door meetings. For him to turn around and tell you guys better pick this bleep up. I'm tired of this bleep. We need to bleep and be better.
It's a lot of bleeps.
There's a lot of bleeps, right? Those are messages for behind closed doors. Do I know whether he said it to him? No. Do I know that he could be a pit bull in private? No, I'm not in the room for those conversations. And he's never shared that personally with me. But the idea is simply...
No, me neither.
Right. The idea is simply that like, okay, take for example... Arthur Smith, I had a good relationship with. Like, Arthur would let me know when he was pissed at somebody. He would tell me I was really pissed at that individual. Okay, I get it. Sure, I understand it. No, I don't share who the names are, and I never have, but the point simply is just that, like, some coaches are more willing to divulge that stuff. Some coaches aren't. Respect Ra's position. I don't have to like him as a coach. I don't have to think he's a good coach. But when it comes to leadership and it comes to being the front man, not only for the guys of the 53 guys on the field, but guess what? He's got a billionaire owner. He's got a multimillionaire team president, a multimillionaire GM. Like, those are all his bosses. You don't throw tantrums in front of your bosses. That doesn't make them feel confident in their decision to hire you. That's the reality of life, guys. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be preachy, but...
No, look, because we could have this conversation on and on, but I'm not because my weekend's about to start. But here's the deal. There are occasions where you have to respond accordingly. And it's okay. And guess what? If my child acts up in public, love you, Mom. If we acted up in public and it was worthy of her acting out the way she needed to get us right, so be it. It didn't matter what the hell anybody thought about how she was disciplining her children. It was simply about the moment called for that reaction. And sometimes, you know, that is what I think bothers Falcon fans, is the reaction and the response is not according or in accordance with what has happened.
Well, but that's and that's so, a fan measurement.
No, it's not. It's a measurement in life. Somebody comes out, you walk outside the studio, somebody punches you in the face outside, you're just going to go, huh, I'll turn the other cheek, let me go home. Sometimes the reaction in that moment deserves whatever comes out. And I don't think anybody would be mad at Raw if that happened. Now, if he does it every week, if he does it every time, if this is who he is and he's some lunatic, then yes, you start questioning the hire and his demeanor and the respect level and all the things that we can get into. But I think that's really what Chris is saying, and I think I've heard this from a lot of Falcon fans. Sometimes the reaction, man, is just the reaction. And it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you're a bad dude or you're lost control.
All right. No, I'm not saying it does. I just, again, there's got to be some equity to the conversation. It can't just be consistently about you don't think he's mad? You don't think he's pissed? His team
is
lost?
He is. No, I know he is.
Of course he is.
I know he is. I know he is. But you know what else happens in these situations? And again, we could talk about this all day, and maybe we will. I hope we're not Monday. I hope we're talking about a win and how good Michael Penix was and how brilliant Drake and B were in this game, and the defense got 5 or 6 sacks. That's what I hope we're talking about. But we might be talking about this on Monday. Because if we come up short, I guarantee you this is what the discussion will be about why. Some of this stuff hopefully gets itself resolved. But some of these things, it's also the public perception that you're talking about with the team and all these people he apparently needs to impress. You know who else he needs to impress?
The
fan base.
No, listen, and in fairness, right, and I think this is a fair statement. It's not necessarily even defending Raw. It's more of an organizational thing. But the continual organizational failures are part of the frustration of the fan base that have nothing to do with this current head coach.
Fair.
Right? Like, that's just fair. The reality of it. Like, not all of this frustration that everybody's feeling is a direct result of the Raheem Morris coaching tenure. It's been Arthur Smith. It's been Dan Quinn. It's been a lack of a championship.
It's been Mike Smith.
I mean,
you're right.
All of that stuff is part of this whole thing. So from that standpoint, I get it, and fans would love to see somebody be pissed about it because they are. Right? Like, okay, I understand that, but you're not going to find a coach worth their salt, okay? You've never seen Andy Reid do it. You've never seen Bill Parcells do it. You never see Bill Belichick do it. They don't throw tantrums. They don't get mad, at least not publicly. They may MF dudes behind closed doors up and down, and I've heard stories of Belichick doing the same thing to Tom Brady in meetings, calling him out in front of the entire team and embarrassing the hell out of him.
True story.
That happens behind closed doors. It doesn't happen in public.
What happens this weekend with the Dogs as we wrap things up?
Another guy you've never really seen do it. Kirby Smart.
No, but he is emotional on the sidelines.
He's emphatic, yes.
He is emotional.
Yes.
And that plays.
Especially when he's clapping. I mean, calling timeout. No, he's clapping.
That's not fair.
Is this clapping or is this timeout?
What happens this weekend? Dogs take care of business. On Monday, we're back at it at 2 o'clock. I think they do. We'll be talking about that. Falcons, remember, early start, guys, over in Berlin, and we'll be talking all about it with you at 2 o'clock on Monday. We are back here. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Big O, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat! Hey, thanks to all of our guests, Bryant McFadden, Steve Coonan stopped by as well. Hawks in action tonight. As a matter of fact, Chris has got a bridge show from 6 to 7. And then the pregame show starts. It's Toronto tonight. It's the Lakers tomorrow. That also will be something we will be discussing. And thanks to you guys for being here. Great week, Zeno. Thanks for hanging out with us all week while
Mike was
out, man. Appreciate you. As always.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with me on Monday, too.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Zeno, back Monday. Big O, have a great weekend. Thank you. Behind the glass, our engineer keeping us on track. And, of course, our executive producer, Day-Day. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Mark Zeno, clear your throat.
I saw this from Mr. Yo, who tweeted it to me, that apparently, you know these Waymo cars?
Yeah.
Apparently, one was stuck blocking traffic in Atlanta with a passenger inside of it.
They couldn't get out?
Couldn't. No, the car wouldn't move.
Oh.
The car. You know what? That's when I take the blade out of my car, flatten all four of those tires, and drive off in a different direction. And you'll be 100% justified. Get these damn things off the road. Get these damn things off the road. Are we that lazy we can't put a human in a damn car anymore? It's called a cab.
Now, this is where we're going. You know what? Technology changes, Zeno. Get on board. Hey, Mark Sanchez. He's not going to return to Fox as
in
he
trouble.
Has been fired as the analyst. So Fox hired Drew Brees. We talked about it earlier this week. But the Sanchez news literally came out. And Fox is saying, we can't confirm that Mr. Mark Sanchez is no longer with the network. Let me confirm it. He's no longer with the network. Everybody and their mom knows that Sanchez has to sit out before all of this is settled. Now, the irony to this is, will he get another shot? I don't know. He's going to get his day in court. But as of right now, Fox is distancing themselves from Mark Sanchez. Wouldn't you? Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
keep you cool under pressure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.